what we have here, you know, we have the Torah. Now the Torah is the Gan Eden, it's a big understanding, but how are we going to get the Torah? We need mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs give us the garments, how to receive that light in Gan Eden. We need the mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs are rotten, because that's the rotten Hashem. What's a mitzvah? Mitzvah means the Eibishter wants, sort of it's a rotten. That rotten, which is explained, is a little minute from the oil, from the tainuk. Rotzen is the chitzonis ha-tainuk. That's the mitzvah. That creates the garment for us. Through that we can get the pnimius ha-tainuk. We can get the light which dresses up a chacham, which comes down the Gan Eden. That's one thing. But there's another thing is in mitzvahs is basically that connect. As the Alter Rebbe is going to give an example, they connect the keser with this world. The mitzvahs connected. They're like pillars. It says like pillars in the big houses, like a big structure. You have like the keser, so to speak, is on top, is the roof. And we're on the bottom, on the floor. And you have pillars that keep up the house together. You have 613 pillars. And sometimes the pillars are not just solid, they're hollow pillars. Which through those pillars is a pipeline over there. So you bring down the lights from all the way from the top, it comes down all the way to the bottom. So that's another function of the mitzvahs, is to connect the highest with the lowest. Let's see inside. Hine Ratzon Elyon Baruch Hu, the supreme will, blessed be He, is mechuna v'nikra b'fi chachma emes b'shem kesed elyon. That is called, and it's described by the sages of truth, meaning Chochmah Kabbalah, B'Shem Keser Elyon. They call it with the name of the Supreme Crown. We're getting back to the Eishes Chayel HaTeres Baila over here. That's called the Supreme Crown. Uboi Tofresh Chof Amudi Oir V'chulu. And it contains 620 pillars of light V'chulu. So what does it mean? Perish. What does it mean, the lights and these pillars that we talk about, the Shem's will, the mitzvahs of the Eibishter? By way of example, if you have pillars in a great big house, they're standing to the ground, so you have these pillars, but v'roisham, the top of the pillars, mechuber batikra, are connected to the ceiling. So these pillars end up connecting the highest place of the house, the ceiling, to the floor. Kach hamamash aderech moshul, say so exactly, by way of example, keser elyon baruch hu, hu lemaila mebchinas madregis hachochma. The crown, supreme crown, blessed He, is higher than the level of Chochmah. Buhu Milishoin Kuiseres. The word Keser comes that it circles over it. Loshin Kuiseres. Shu Machtiru Makif Ala Moichin Shebereish. That crowns and circles surrounds the intellect of the head. Sheheim b'chinas chokhmah das. The head is considered to be what? Chokhmah, the intellect. It's in the head. They are the crown around it. Chokhmah v'rotzin zeh. And this rotzin of this keser, which is, we're saying, tofresh chokhmah the keser, this rotzin, which is higher than chokhmah b'chinas das, nislabish b'teryag mitzvahs ha-toyre v'zayim mitzvahs d'rabbonan. That has dressed up in the 613, what's expressed, what is Hashem's Rotzen? It's expressed in the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah and the 7 mitzvahs of Rabban. That's how come you get Tofresh Chof, 620 versus 613, because we add the additional 7 mitzvahs with Rabban. Sherubam kikulam hei mitzvahs maizias. Most of these Rotzen, ha-elyein, how do the Rotzen express themselves? By doing a physical act. Furthermore, mostly it's an expression of physical. In other words, the connecting pieces, the oir, those are mostly physical. Even those mitzvahs which hinge on speech, as for example, study of Torah. But still, even speech is considered to be hokaim alon. That when you move your lips, that's considered to be an act. And even those mitzvahs which hinge on the heart, in thought or in heart, like loving Hashem, fear of Hashem, which is not even in your lips, it's in your heart. So even though that mitzvah is not a physical, but it was given to a physical person. A mitzvah was given specifically to a physical person in this physical world. A person of chulu, he is a person of choice, can either turn it to the good, etc., or turn it to the bad. But when you talk, it's only a human being. If you talk about a neshama without a guf, you don't have to instruct her. The only one to instruct the nimtzor. So it turns out that the mitzvahs are by way of example like the pillars. They are standing and connect from the highest levels, which is Hashem's will, until this materialistic world. It's like pillars that are hollow on the inside. And they surround, those pillars surround, they're like hollow, which means that they cover you, and they dress up the soul of the person, the ruach and nafshei, when he does the mitzvah. So that pillar sort of surrounds the nafshei neshama. But derech amudim elu, and through these pillars, oyla nefesh ruach and neshama shaloi, the person nefesh and neshama go up adrei mamailas, till the highest level, litzrei b'tzrei sachaim es Hashem, to be bound in the bound of life with Hashem. That's the pillar that connects you. Perush, that means, what it means to explain this. How high do you go? Where does it reach up, this other top of this light, of this hollow pipe that you're reaching up to? Where does it go to? Li yisrurusum l'boshet b'ira keser. So that they're bound and they're dressed up in the light of keser, which is the highest madrega. When we talk about Ishtalshlis, it's Keser. Hurotzen Elyon Baruch Hu. That's Hashem's supreme will. Blessed be it. Ba'al Yidei Levush Zeh. And it's through this garment of this mitzvah. Yichlu Lachzis. They can see B'noyem Hashem, the pleasantness of Hashem. B'tzachtzachos. And the level of thirst. Shalemailo Mimailas HaKeser, which is higher than Keser, which is the Tainuk. That's the level of Oineg, which is the Pnimius HaRotzen, which is higher in Keser. V'hem Pnimiusoi, that's the inner of the light of the Keser. And the inner of Keser is even higher than the Ishtalshlus, through the Rotzen. Al Derech Moshe. By way of example. Here we're saying that the mitzvahs are the chitzonius, but elsewhere it's explained that the mitzvahs are the inner of Hashem's will. Here we're saying the pnimius hakeser is tainu, chitzonius hakeser is the rotzen. But some places it says that the mitzvahs are pnimius. This is something which is known for those who know the Chochmah Nistorah, know the Kabbalah. Ribuy b'chinus madrege sheyesh b'chol minus madrege madreges adushus kama b'chinus ponim l'ponim. There's many various different levels and steps, that every level and step from the holy steps, there's various different levels ponim l'ponim. There's an inner to an inner. So relative to one level, the other level is called inner of that level. So we might call it an inner level, but then there's an inner level of that inner level. And there's many levels for external. So one back is not, there's not one. If you say Pnimius, you say Chitzonius. It doesn't mean there's one Pnimius, one Chitzonius. Blankets, not doing that. So basically, relative to the Rotzin of Hashem for the mitzvahs, the Pnimius is level of Tainuk. But it's not, doesn't mean that the mitzvahs himself, that Rotzin can be called, considered Pnimius relative to a lower level of Chitzonius. Now, normally we have 613. How do we deal with the 20? Hine, 620 appeared this time. Zayin mitzvahs the Rabbanon. Because we have a little bit of an issue over here. The Alter Rebbe previously explained that the 630 mitzvahs, why do we need to come down into this world again from the Arizal? He says because there are 613 portions to this, to the soul. Each part needs a garment. So how do we fit it in now with the 620? Because the mitzvahs, we added the 7 by the lights. We're talking about the makifim of the lights. We're talking about 620. We added another 7 over here. But the nefesh only has 613 koiches that they dress up. So how do we come up with the number 620 over there? And Altreb is actually going to explain that the 7 mitzvahs that are bonon are not really an additional mitzvahs, because we're not allowed to add any mitzvahs over the Torah. It's not a separate mitzvah. Hine, zay mitzvahs drabonon, einon nechshovis mitzvahs b'fnei atzmi. They're not considered independent mitzvahs. Shakvar nemar loisosef. It says not allowed to add to the mitzvahs. Elem yoytzes v'nem shochis mitzvahs ha-Torah uklulus b'hem b'misat yag. They come out and they extend from the Torah mitzvahs, and they're included in the number 613. They're not additional mitzvahs. Lahalbish tariyag b'chinas v'koyichas shenem nefesh ruach neshama ha'adam. They are dressing up the 600 powers of the person, and therefore it fits with the number. Now, the 600, apparently, they still create their own pillar, even though they're still part of the same mitzvah, but they still have the 600. So what are we saying, basically? So you have the level of Rotzin we learned, which is the mitzvah, that's the Rotzin of Hashem. And that Rotzin of Hashem, A, we learned before, creates that garment that the person needs in order to get the level of Tainuk through in Gan Eden. That creates the garment. And we also learned that the mitzvahs are also the pillars that connect the soul with the keser, with the rotzen, and the rotzen the chitzonis, and in the rotzen there is the primis, which is the level of time.